All right, we just took a brief recess, and we are still on the record considering the site-specific amendment regarding mineral resource overlay, as well as amendments to Kitsap County Code under the Culbertson site-specific amendment request. We were at the point when we left off giving the members here an opportunity to consider. We know what's on the table is adoption of the recommendation by the staff, so giving everyone the time to consider whether or not they wanted to propose any amendments to what's on the table. I know that we've had some discussion about findings and how those could be crafted, but we're not there yet. So during that recess, did anybody come up with any language or any amendments they wish to propose?
Why don't I withdraw my motion?
Okay.
And then I'll withdraw my motion. Okay. It wasn't seconded.
No, we didn't. I don't think there was a second to it. That being said, Ms. Allen, welcome back. Just for the record, we have you back again.
Thank you.
Are there any additional questions left for staff? They've had a lot of questions, but Ms. Allen is now present, and I don't know if having that break had made it so anybody else had any questions.
I actually do have a question for staff. Is there an option for the Planning Commission to approve the change to the mineral resource overlay requirements to add a conditional use permit process in the mineral use overlay and not approve the actual site-specific amendments?
So without consulting legal counsel, I believe the answer is yes. The proposal that's been before you, subject to public comment and subject to the staff report analysis, includes both elements. So if you're recommending a revision to what is proposed, if it's within the scope of what's been already deliberated, then I think that is allowed. Right. So if you want to remove the element of the overlay but keep the element of the permissibility change, I think that would be allowed, but we can, following your recommendation on that or action on that, we can confer with legal counsel too as we move forward in the process.
If that were to occur, can you explain to us what would then happen with this particular location? If we recommended change to the code, would that end up applying to this situation? Practically speaking, what would happen?
So if this...
I think it was just explained a few minutes ago.
So under that scenario, as I understand it, if we do not put the mineral resource overlay on this property, then tomorrow or any time in the future, application for a conditional use permit or a mineral extraction operation could be submitted and processed by the county. Considering all the same mitigation considerations we've already discussed during this deliberation. Without the mineral resource overlay, other land uses could also be proposed and approved on the property. Residential, there's a attachment C4 that goes through and lists the permissibility of uses under the rural protection zone. So there are a number of uses that could go there. So the point of the overlay is protect the resource from those conversion to other uses until either the resource is extracted or future land use action is made.
And if I may, Madam Chair, follow up, but the reason why I bring this up is that in terms of the comprehensive plan goals that we have here, we have some direction in the existing comprehensive plan that there's supposed to be some sort of an analysis of the need for mineral resources as well as the amount that we have. What is the supply and what's the demand? That has not occurred. It hasn't occurred for, even though that's been the direction for some period of time in the county. So I'm concerned about that we're kicking the can down the road. And I also do not see in the existing comprehensive plan a prioritization of rural protection over mineral resource. I don't see a clear direction in the code that would compel one to choose mineral resource overlay over rural protection. I think that they're competing goals in the comprehensive plan, and I think that there's leeway for a deliberative body like this to resolve it one way or the other. And so that's why I bring this forward. I see some significant impacts to a residential that's very close to something that didn't look like it was going to be a quarry. And I think that the rural protection aspect of that is something that I think that maybe deserves a little bit more consideration in view of the fact that we do not have clear data on what the need is for this mineral extraction and what the supply. What we do have some idea of what the supply is in this property. We don't have a countywide feel for that, and so this would provide time for that to be done. Yes, there's a risk that the developers could come in and place other uses on that property, but I for one can't really resolve the question in my own mind without having that data. So I would lean toward prioritizing the rural protection aspect of it at this time for the reasons that we've heard here.
And to the staff, we've talked in numerous times, you've heard about sort of the bifurcation of what the recommendations are. So you've recommended both the adoption of the mineral resource overlay as well as an amendment to the Kitsap County Code. Right now, that's all contained. I guess it's one recommendation that applies to one site-specific application. It would make some sense from what I'm hearing. I don't know if the commission wants to either recommend amending that whole package, or can we vote on that separately from a procedural standpoint? Can we say there's a staff recommendation, we're voting on Part A and Part B, or do we need an amendment in place and then vote on what's on the table?
It could be done separately, so if you'd like to make a recommendation separately, that would be appropriate.
Does anybody have, I don't know that we need to make a motion to that. Does anybody have an objection to hearing the two issues separately?
I'd move that we consider each of the issues separately, the issue to add a conditional use permit requirement to the mineral overlay, and that we separately consider whether the site-specific amendments to these particular properties to add a mineral overlay should be recommended.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to bifurcate consideration of this application. All those in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? It's unanimous for all the parties present. I heard the second by Mr. Shattuck. Wait, who said the second? Did you, Mr. Shattuck?
No.
You were the second.
Yes, I was the second.
Yes, okay. I thought that's what... You can't claim innocence after the fact. All right. That leaves us with currently what's on the table then is the current motion is to affirm the recommendation to concur with the staff report on the Culbertson site-specific application to regarding the mineral overlay. So looking at the request. Requesting a mineral resource overlay. All those in favor of adopting the staff recommendation to approve the mineral resource overlay. Correct me if I'm saying this. All those in favor, please raise your hand if you are in favor of approving the mineral resource overlay adoption.
For these properties.
For the Culbertson property. All right. All those in favor. We have one. All those opposed? Now looking at the bifurcated section, the second part, which is the staff recommendation to make amendments to the Kitsap County Code to require a conditional use permit. Starting the record, but if somebody could point, I want to make sure I have the language correct. Can the staff point me to where that language is so I can make sure I
forward it in attachment C3.
to read this into the record. It says the amendment, number one, categorical use of 602. Aggregate extract, is this the right one? Aggregate extraction site, Kitsap County Code. The amendment is to state Kitsap County Code, section 17.410.042, rural resource and urban residential zones use table, mineral resource overlay, MRO zone, categorical use 602, aggregate extraction sites, last amended by ordinance, is amended as follows, but that's where my page ends. I was doing really well there. Just that? Okay. So then it's just to moving it to subsection C. All right. The conditional use permit? Okay. Did everybody follow that?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the motion that's on the table.
I would move to accept the recommendation of Kitsap County DCD with regard to the current P in that column and category for outright permitted use being changed to a C, as you just referenced, in that table so that it becomes a conditional use permit.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please raise your hand. That is unanimous. All right. Now we are on number 12, the site-specific amendment regarding Handley Property, LLC.
quick point of order here. We have a motion on the table that was tabled, and we need to pull it off the table with a majority vote, the Handley Property.
Oh, we didn't have an initial motion. Can somebody clarify?
I made the motion, and Kim seconded it for discussion purposes.
The motion to bifurcate the two issues?
No. This was the motion on the Handley property that we went through, and then we tabled the motion.
Right.
And just refreshing memory.
Right. And so I would move to remove it from the table and take action on it.
And I will second that, and we need a unanimous, but not a majority vote to do that, that's all.
All right. All those in favor of opening discussions on the Hanley? That looked like it was unanimous. Ms. Boston? Okay. The staff, then.
So just to circle back to how we started deliberations on the findings, you tabled that motion so that we could consult with our attorney on the findings. So on page 12 of 13 of the revised findings that you have tonight, section 13, finding 4, that's been revised consistent with the staff language for deferral of the amendment. If there are further questions during your discussion of the motion, we're happy to
I don't know if anybody else has questions. I'm just trying to get my paperwork
okay.
in order.
Yeah, is staff able to put up that zoomed-in version of the parcel? Thank you.
Would you like a reminder overview of this amendment?
Not me personally, but someone else might.
I did that at the last meeting. I'm happy
to
invite it again if you'd like.
Yeah,
okay. So this amendment is in the Port Orchard Urban Growth Area. It involves three parcels that total, I believe it's 1.02 acres. The front Percrest Drive and our short distance from Mile Hill Drive. These three properties are currently developed as a roofing contractor business. To the south is the South Kitsap Fire Department complex, which includes a fire station, a training facility as well as administrative offices. Across the street is a senior apartments. There are single family residential developed properties to the north, and to the west is an undeveloped property that is the urban high residential zone here. There is an approved conditional use permit for a mixed use project that includes that portion of the urban high that fronts the Hanley property, and that conditional use permit mixed use project continues all the way to Mile Hill Drive and to the corner of Fircrest Drive. So one thing that staff has looked at here is that in this area there's quite a mixed pattern of zoning, fragmented pattern of zoning, and we would like to review the area for zoning in the whole area. That would include looking at the current uses like the fire complex and the Hanley property, and in that area-wide review, we would look at alternatives that include land use designations that are more consistent with existing uses, as well as alternatives that the public could provide feedback on for the area that may be more commercial or more residential in nature as well. So we'd like to look at it as an area-wide. The current request is to change it from urban high residential to commercial, and as we discussed at length at our last meeting, the existing business is a contractor storage yard, and in our categorical uses in county code, and that use is currently non-conforming to the urban high residential zone. It's also non-conforming to the requested commercial zone. So it does not change the potential conforming or non-conforming status of the existing use, and therefore, this just adds to the fragmentation of the zoning in the area. So we'd like to defer this for consideration as in an area-wide review.
Any sense of the timeline related to the review and then the approval of findings from such review?
Well, the Board of County Commissioners determines what gets on the docket in any given year for amendment. The department would be recommending this area-wide review in this upcoming cycle, but that decision is up to the board to decide.
Because personally, during my tenure here, which I don't know what it is, 3 years or something, I've had it beat into my head that we don't create islands. And that's what this was proposing, and if they're both non-conforming and you have a bigger vision, anyway, in my mind, I like your, I think it's a change of opinion to make this a deferral, not a recommendation.
Well, our recommendation to you and to the board would be deferral, and the way you just summarized is exactly the basis for our recommendation.
Except that I would say the island currently that it sounds like it's currently an island that exists that was already approved.
No, it's attached to other urban high at the moment.
They're just
making it red makes it an island, meaning non-contiguous from a zoning perspective.
The use on those parcels is inconsistent with the current zoning there.
Like, I guess there's a certain part of it that goes back to what came first. When did the zoning happen? What came first? This business has been there an awfully long time. Open, kind of operating openly to the public. And so I suppose inherently there's a part of me that just looks at what the.
But I think that would happen in the overall area review. My personal stance on that at the moment is just because I've been doing something illegal long enough doesn't make it legal.
So So just to clarify, there's not...
But was it illegal when you started?
Correct.
So just to clarify...
In both zoning
codes,
yes.
There's not been a determination yet as to whether or not the use was legally established or is not legally established. So that there's still an active investigation to determine that, which is an administrative decision.
Correct. But clearly the county must think that it was not, or else there wouldn't be an active investigation, correct?
It's in question, I guess is the way to say it. And there's not been a conclusion on that. So as Commissioner Murphy stated, in the hypothetical that the current use is legally established, it is non-conforming to the current zone, which has limitations on what they can do as far as expansion of their operations and so forth.
Which is all I meant by illegal, just... to straighten that out from a zoning perspective.
In the requested zone of commercial, the existing use is also non-conformant to that, which would limit their ability to expand and do other things on the property. So the department is not interested in running the business off the property. And so doing the area-wide review is the appropriate pathway to consider a zone in which that use is conforming to the zone and could expand or pursue other activities relative to their business on the property. So that's the pathway forward as far as the zoning designation to address that. The one other alternative, just to be full disclosure to you, is you could recommend to redesignate this industrial, which would allow that use to be conforming, but that also would be an island of zoning that we recommend be considered as an area-wide. So the area-wide review really is, from the department's perspective, the appropriate solution.
Mr. Shadow?
The one thing I think both the applicant and I think Mr. Murphy brought up really well is the concern about a undeterminate decision. And I know it's up to the board to decide, but I think it's within our purview to add to your potential finding that we recommend that this be taken up in the next comp plan amendment cycle. It would be consistent with our charge.
And I have the same concerns as Commissioner Buskirk when the gut reaction is this is an existing business. It's been there a long time. A lot of this development kind of moved toward the nuisance in some ways. Those concerns. But the fix here that's being requested by the applicant won't fix the problem. Right. Their solution will fix the problem. And so for that reason, I'm going to support the staff recommendation here with the qualifier that Mr. Shattuck added in terms of the finding.
And can I ask, there's a fire department operating there. What is their designation?
So their zoning is urban medium residential. The comprehensive plan designation on that property is public facility, and their operations were permitted through a conditional use permit process.
Madam Chairman, yes. Fire stations pop up all over the place in residential and rural zones, so I don't think the existence of a fire station nearby should necessarily be construed as a justification for, intensive commercial zoning. I think another factor that I'm going to support the staff's motion, I think another consideration is I've heard several staff people, including Mr. Diener, assure the applicant that they're not going to come after him and put him out of business as long as he operates the business in a manner consistent with what he's been doing there historically while this process goes on. I think that's significant.
I'd like to make a motion to accept staff recommendation for deferral on this specific property for Hanley.
Can I
friendly amendment with the qualifier that Mr. Shattuck proposed on the finding?
That's what I was going to ask. I think procedurally, did we want, currently the motion is to adopt it. Did we want an amendment to that according to the
I'll retract and let Commissioner Shattuck take it.
I'd move that we amend the staff recommendation to recommend to the County Board of County Commissioners that the deferred application be considered in the next comp plan amendment cycle.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded in the comp plan amendment cycle of 2019, correct? It's been moved and it's been, I think, seconded by Mr. Nevin. Is that correct? Is that who I heard second?
That's correct.
All those in favor of the amended motion to approve the county recommendations with the additional recommendation that this particular review be brought up in the 2019 cycle. All those in favor? I think we've done it. Well, not all of it. With that, I think we can close deliberations formally, and there, I think, will be some adjustments to potential findings. I know staff was even during the break kind of working on some language regarding some of the findings.
If I could request a short recess, and we'll propose some findings for the Culbertson revision for your consideration.
All right, thank you. We'll take a recess now.